When it comes to sustainability, Australia isn't doing too badly compared to the rest of the world. A recent report by the United Nations show that Australia comes in at number 20 out of 149 countries. The Sustainable Development Goals Index ranks countries on 17 issues, including poverty, quality education, and climate action. The goals were adopted by world leaders in September 2015 and officially came into force in January this year. While Australia seems to sit in a decent place, some experts say we can do a lot better, especially when it comes to the environment. Francois Martin reports.
The High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development is part of a review on how to best steer the world towards sustainability in 2030. They released their report in July. Australia scored 74.5 out of 100. This was better than New Zealand, which ranked 22nd with a score of 74, but not as good as Canada or the United Kingdom. Sweden was top of the list with a score of 84.5. Most developed countries scored well on issues such as poverty, education and sanitation. But Australia is lagging on environmental goals. Australia scored poorly on climate action, life below water and life on land. Professor John Thwaites is the chair of the Monash Sustainability Institute. He says Australia's mediocre results in those issues are not surprising.
The main reason Australia is down is because of our poor climate change and environmental performance. Unfortunately, we are one of the highest emitters of greenhouse gases per head in the world. We also have major issues and problems with protection of our biodiversity and other environmental factors. And that's the main reason that Australia rates a lot lower on this index than it does, for example, on the Human Development Index, which rates economic performance and health and education.
Other experts say that ranking 20th in the world is no great achievement, given that Australia is a developed country, so performing well in some areas is expected. Dr. Jeff James is the research principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures.
In many ways, these are properties of an advanced economy and part and parcel of being among the wealthiest countries in the world. Fine, we are sustainable in many respects, but that's very disappointing for Australia. It's not a complete surprise. Notably, our renewable energy industry has been severely hamstrung over recent years due to the policy position of the recent government. I think we need to go the extra mile then in the areas where we don't measure up. And I'm pretty ashamed about our position and some of the sustainability indices.
Dr. James says the international ranking is unlikely to bring about change in Australia's environmental policy.
Look, I have no personal great hope that ranking 20th on a UN scale will have a big impact on that policy. Unfortunately, I think Australia is no stranger to some embarrassment on the international front in the face of inappropriate or simply lack of action here. The Great Barrier Reef stands to mind, where we, in my opinion, tended to avoid the issue rather than face criticism with improved policies.
However, Dr. James says the UN ranking could motivate Australians to do more and take advantage of Australia's favourable circumstances.
There are precedents that will eventually persuade Australian governments or the federal government to be a bit more imaginative about where Australia could go. To the extent that the UN process can progress a range of countries on this path, and Australia will see this happening and participate in it because the advantages are demonstrated, I think that's the path that Australia could be persuaded to follow. We have great opportunity. We have fantastic renewable resources. We have the skills and, I would say, the budget position to take some early action. Australia's a fortunately located country. We're not a poor country. I think we should be leading the way.
Dr. Jeff James there, and Professor Thwaites agrees that action is needed. Indeed, Australians are most likely to be impacted by the effects of climate change.
We have to move, and we have to move quickly. Otherwise, we're going to be contributing to a world which is going to particularly damage Australia. In fact, Australia is very vulnerable to climate change, more vulnerable than many other countries because of the impact of drought, floods, and the impact on our agriculture. So it's very much in Australia's interests for us to act early and also to encourage other countries to act on climate change.
Professor John Thwaites, chair of the Monash Sustainability Institute, ending that report by Francois Martin. And the Department of the Environment and Energy replied to The Wire just before we went to air. A spokesperson said the report is preliminary and the government is committed to the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development.